I think we've had a very productive preseason phase. I'd like to thank everybody that was a part of the team during that time. And, you know, we're set. We're ready to go. We had a great practice yesterday, and looking forward to having another great one today. Any questions?
How concerned are you about what Tolzien and maybe even Seneca might be able to provide, what information they can provide to Green Bay? Do you have to change some things?
Well, Green Bay, they have a great defense, and looking at them in the preseason, they played really well. And, you know, I think it's really going to come down to the players on the field. I mean, I could say something pretty clever like once they think they got all the answers, we change the questions. And that may or may not be true, but I'm not going to say that. You know, it's really going to come down, especially in the first game of the season, to fundamental football, blocking, ball security, execution, all that other stuff. You know, it tends to get a little overrated. And, you know, when you pin your hopes on stuff like that, there's a flip side to that coin, too, on what can happen. So Scott was a very good player while he was here. And, you know, I'm sure they're picking his brain. And really not going to have any impact on the game.
Is it easy to, you know, week before a game to change all the verbal cues at the line of scrimmage so that you know, what the other team hears isn't consistent with what it meant a week or two ago?
Nothing's really easy. I think everybody, to execute something, it really requires everybody to be in tune. And, you know, whether you change a play, a route, a quarterback read, a run blocking scheme, whatever, verbiage, whatever it may be, it requires a tremendous amount of focus. And, you know, fortunately, our guys are very focused individuals, and love working with them.
How would you assess Vernon's offseason? What strides did he make this summer?
Vernon's had a great offseason. I think we've mentioned this before, but, you know, man, how many offenses has Vernon Davis had in his career? So, you know, he's settling in his third season together. We're all of us together, and he's really – taking command of it, route running. I mean, he's had some big days during training camp, catching the football, and his run blocking is probably, if anything, getting better. So he's really learning the offense, all the different where he fits in the puzzle of everything, and it's allowed us to possibly expand what he does.
Michelle was pretty adamant about quarterbacks not being protected when they do the read option. What's your feeling on that?
Could you please say that again?
Oh, Jim Harbaugh was pretty adamant about not liking the new rules about the quarterback being unprotected in a read option. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering what your feelings were about that.
My feelings are that the rule needs to be refined to make it a good rule. And I'm not going to get into the wording and the terming, the terms and the specific legalese of it, but it if it's not refined, it will be.
You think Colin took some extra hits statistically in the Super Bowl?
No, I thought Baltimore played a very clean game. I thought that was very clean within the rules.
You don't think the rule as it stands now is a good rule?
I think it can be interpreted. The interpretation of it can be abused, and not in the best interest of the players or the league.
When you hear Clay Matthews say what he said, or other guys have said it throughout the summer, just about three dogs they're going to hit the quarterback. Do you think defenders or even defensive coordinators are going to target Kaepernick?
I don't know. I think they're going to do what they do, and we're going to do what we do, and we got to do what we do better than they do what they do.
With the injuries in the Packers secondary, has your game plan had to kind of alter or change for different scenarios and different people?
I think we're very aware of each member of their secondary, how they play, where they play, their personality on the field, it's something we'll definitely be aware of with what we do.
They have a lot of different personality without Woodson back there anymore.
You know, I was very impressed with what they've done this preseason. with their communication, being in the right place. You know, Charles Woodson's been a great player for a long time, and it remains to be seen how that plays out. But everything they've done so far has been pretty impressive.
How much this week of practice have you worked with Chris Harper on, you know, his multifaceted role, and how much of it is just, you know, you're on the scout team right now? Do that.
We're kind of a little bit of both. You know, we're teaching him how to get into a stance and get comfortable there and play some receiver, play some tight end, play on the scout team, play with our first team. He's done that, and really want to get him pushed into what we're doing and see where it goes.
Do you see, you know, just watching him out here, and I realize it's only been a couple of days, but do you see Delanie Walker similarities?
I mean, each player is different. I definitely wouldn't compare those two players, but I do think he could fulfill a similar type role that Delanie filled here. And, you know, it's just going to require some time on task, and I like what we see so far.
You played wide receiver at Kansas State, and you don't see a lot of blocking or things like that. I mean, how do you sort of project that he has the toughness to do what Walker did very well?
Well, I think that you hit it on the head. That's the one thing, and we mentioned it to Chris. You know, this, you have the physical skill set. You're going to work hard physically to develop, and then it's going to come down to your toughness and want to. And that's it in a nutshell, really. Did anybody watch Kansas State last year? High-powered passing offense? No. Good answer, Tim. No, he's done a lot of blocking, mainly on the perimeter, some in the core. But, you know, there's a lot, you know, there's a curve there for him to get on and, you know, play at a high level inside.
Is that how does that meld with Vance McDonald and Garrett Celek? I mean, what skills does he have that maybe are unique compared to those two?
Well, I think just coming from the wide receiver position, he's probably a little bit shiftier and niftier. Got a little bit better straight line speed, quickness, that type of thing. Doesn't have the you know, the girth, the mass, the ability to line up on the line of scrimmage and do all those things. But every tight end is different. Every tight end is different. And, you know, you can really take some tight ends in a league and, shoot, are they really tight ends or are they wide receivers? You know, when's the last time they've had to block a defensive end? Well, if they haven't, they're probably being hidden on their depth chart as a tight end, but they're really a wide receiver. So, and there's tight ends that, is this guy a tight end or is he really an offensive tackle? So, each guy is very unique.
If Michael's unable to go or not full strength, how's your running back rotation looking? How much might you get from Kendall in his first, you know, game that counts in the 9 months or so?
Well, Kendall's been itching to get back out. Man, I'm excited. We're all excited to see him back out there. He's got such a great spirit, team spirit, and he'll do anything he can for the team. And we're really fired up that he's back in the lineup and back out there competing. And, you know, Anthony Dixon had a nice preseason. He cameoed at Summit fullback. But, you know, Frank's looking sharp. Frank's looking really good. I'd say, you know, Frank looks he's got some real good bounce in his feet. So feel pretty good about that group. And they do a great job preparing week in, week out.
Two more. Packers have obviously devoted lots of time and energy to standing up on the read option. I was wondering, do you feel like you could have a very productive, successful offense without ever running a read option play?
I would certainly hope so. You know, those plays are plays. It's all about execution, no matter what you have called. And, you know, any success we've had in the past against that team was simply because of the players on the field and not because of scheme. Players getting it done on the field. And, you know, whatever route, whatever play we call, you know, those guys do a great job understanding it's all about the execution. So run, pass, hand it off, read option, whatever.
You see a lot of improvement from their defensive front to the line. against the run?
You know, I mean, we felt pretty impressed by him last year before we played him the first game and before and after we played him the second game. You know, the week before we played him, they played Minnesota, who has a vaunted rushing attack, and shut him down. So we're very aware of how good they are, both from a personnel and coaching standpoint. And, you know, I think our players do as well. And we're excited about the challenge and ready to have a great practice today.
Greg, do you see your wide receivers other than Anquan is pretty much interchangeable? They can go in and any spot where they're needed?
That's a really good question, Cam, because, yes, these guys do a great job of learning multiple positions and really feel good about them playing multiple positions, really everybody. And, you know, that's one of the things that group really gives us some flexibility with is lining them up all over the place. And, you know, it's something that we'll probably do.